We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, nature-loving viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C, Intelsat 907 and Intelsat 805. A reminder for our viewers in Central and South America, Supreme Master Television is moving from Intelsat 907 to Intelsat 805. There will be transmission to both satellites from now on until July the 31st, 2009. To watch Supreme Master Television on the new satellite, please use the downlink parameters as follows. Satellite Intelsat 805. Location 55.5 degrees west. Frequency 3771 MHz. Polarization vertical. Symbol rate 13,333. FEC auto or 5 over 6.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 22 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Mongolia, in Sihuatar, Siling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhol Province, channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. In Thar, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervision's channel 47 and Orange Cable Company's channel 65. In Hotuz on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. Channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 97 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Qinmen County, channel 105 on Mingcheng Cable TV.
Thank you.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Bangladesh establishes a mobile phone alert system. In medical news, Brazil's public health system supports traditional herbal medicines. In animal news, great apes laugh like humans do. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 18th, is the 91st birthday of former President of South Africa, Mr. Nelson Olishasha Mandela, born in Transkei. A devoted peace activist, he is considered one of the world's most admired statesmen. In 2007, he helped establish the humanitarian organization Elders, whose members are respected leaders from around the globe, striving to bring about a harmonious and prosperous planet. For his extraordinary work, Mr. Mandela was honored with the Nobel Peace Prize in 1993. He is also the recipient of numerous accolades, including the United Nations Human Rights Prize and Amnesty International's Ambassador of Conscience Award. We wish the much respected Mr. Nelson Mandela a very happy birthday with an abundance of blessings for health and happiness.
Flying news. Turkey hit with floods and landslide. Several days of torrential rainfall triggered floods and caused a landslide on Wednesday in northern Turkey. Overflowing river waters swept through the provinces of Ordu, Artvin, Bolu, and Bartin, resulting in at least 6 persons who lost their lives and 11 with injuries. Some regions experienced 30-year records in precipitation for this time of year, as damage to hundreds of residential and administrative buildings is still being evaluated. Conveying her heartfelt sorrow and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai pledged $20,000 in emergency aid on July 17th, asking our local association members to please go, if possible, to the affected regions. This amount could obtain approximately $78,000 in materials if purchased in the United States based on Turkey's cost of living. Our thanks to Supreme Master Qinghai for her far-reaching love and care extended to those in need. We send our sympathies to all who have lost loved ones and pray for the soon recovery of the flood-afflicted communities to their productive day-to-day lives. May such devastations lessen through our increased care for all life.
Cold rains drench Cape Town, South Africa. The city's Disaster Risk Management Department announced that over 20,000 Cape Town residents and 63 informal settlements were affected by heavy winter storms early this week. The city has set up 6 emergency shelters to distribute hot meals and humanitarian necessities like blankets, baby formula, and non-perishable foods.
Newspapers report that, especially due to the cold, these storms are the second worst to sweep across the city in 52 years. On July 17th, Supreme Master Qinghai requested local initiates to go see and comfort the afflicted, saying that if extra aid is urgently needed, she would provide $15,000 while sending her love and condolences. This donation could purchase the equivalent of $71,000 in items if bought in the United States based on the cost of living in South Africa. Our thankfulness, Disaster Risk Management Department, and all others in Cape Town whose efforts are bringing relief to the storm victims. We are also grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for her concern and benevolence toward the afflicted, wishing them a soon and safe recovery of their fulfilling normal lives, as we pray that our gentle treatment of the planet may touch the heavens and ease extreme conditions such as these.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Swine flu cases becoming too numerous to count. The World Health Organization, or WHO, has stated that the 2009 swine flu pandemic has spread across the globe with unprecedented speed. According to the European Center for Disease Prevention and Control, the official count stands at 130,733 confirmed cases in 137 countries, with 702 who have succumbed to the virus.
However, the World Health Organization has announced that it will no longer provide confirmed case reports, as epidemiologists concur that such counts are almost meaningless, with actually millions who are suspected to be infected without having been confirmed in laboratories. Indeed, this past week, the number of people in England and Wales reporting flu-like symptoms to their doctor increased to 40,000 people per week, which is putting pressure on the National Health Services. Chief Medical Officer Liam Donaldson estimates as many as 60% of the British population could become infected, while the Ministry of Health forecasts that 65,000 people could die of the swine flu in the United Kingdom.
People are also uniting to discuss how to address the illness. South American health ministers from Argentina, Bolivia, Brazil, Chile, Uruguay, and Paraguay met on Wednesday to coordinate responses in an attempt to halt the alarmingly rapid swine flu growth rate.
In the U.S., pigs on a hog farm in North Carolina, USA, were the first to have ever been known to have suffered from a form of the current swine flu virus in 1998, which spread to 20% of the U.S. pig population by 1999. Recently, a Canadian study found that across the country, there is 93% correlation between the number of pigs and the number of human swine flu cases in the same district or region.
Moreover, scientists found a 99% correlation between the number of pig farms and the number of human swine flu cases at the province level. In other words, swine flu is far more common and severe in areas with pig factory farms. For example, in Quebec province, which has the largest pig population at 4.3 million, residents are twice as likely to be hospitalized and 60% more likely to die from the swine flu than any other Canadian province.
Such concern has led citizens in North Carolina, USA, also with high pig farm concentrations, to urge their governor to address human health problems created by factory pig farms. Not only swine flu, but also other increasingly drug-resistant diseases are arising from pig and other factory farms due to the routine use of antibiotics in the livestock's feed. In the U.S., where 70% of all antibiotics go to farm animals, bacterial infections claim 18,000 lives each year, which is more than all the AIDS fatalities in the country.
We salute all governments, health organizations, and personnel for your dedicated service in assisting all those afflicted with swine flu. Our sincere sympathies to all who have lost loved ones to animal agriculture-related illnesses as we pray for the safe and full recovery of those suffering from such diseases. Let us all turn to the immunity-restoring organic vegan lifestyle to herald a more vibrantly wholesome world.
Alternative living. Change your life. Change your heart. Change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious, life-saving food. Percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets, capsules, are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein, average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease, or BSE, and Pace disease, or PMWS, etc. To stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily, it's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good, its health, its economy, its ecology, its compassion, its peace, its noble.
For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below, al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vegsoc.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
Crime on the decline in England and Wales. A recent report containing statistics from Britain's Home Office indicated that community safety is better than ever, with homicides at a 20-year low in England and Wales. Along with a reduced rate of homicides was a 17% decrease in firearm offenses.
Stating that these latest numbers were encouraging, Home Secretary Alan Johnson went on to say that since 1997, overall crime had fallen more than a third, for a total of 6 million fewer crimes. In addition, violence was noted to have decreased by 41%, and domestic burglary was reduced by more than 50%. What encouraging news indeed, Secretary Johnson. Bravo, governments and all residents of England and Wales, for your success in creating a safer society for all. May such a beneficial trend of harmonious coexistence spread far and wide, bringing peace to citizens around the globe.
Natalia Estemirova remembered. The renowned Russian human rights journalist's untimely passing occurred in Chechnya on Wednesday. Known for her brave and tireless approach, Ms. Estemirova's work had been recognized through such accolades as the Right Livelihood Award in Sweden, the Robert Schuman Medal, and the Anna Politkovskaya Award, named for the late investigative journalist with whom Ms. Estemirova had worked. In tribute to her professionalism, Russian President Dmitry Medvedev stated, "She was saying the truth openly, sometimes harshly judging the authorities. But that's the value of the human rights activist. We are deeply saddened by this untimely loss to the journalist community and the world as we send our sincere condolences to the friends and family of Natalia Estemirova. May her courageous soul rest serenely in the eternal love of the divine. Our prayers for the safety of journalists worldwide as they carry out their noble duties of accurate and up-to-date reporting." Supreme Master Qinghai is commemorating Natalia Estemirova's brave and giving spirit with a posthumous Shining World Hero Award.
The heartbeat of global unity promotes world peace. From July 11th to 12th, at his home in Malibu, California, USA, multi-award-winning actor Nick Nolte, acclaimed for his roles in films such as The Prince of Tides, hosted the inaugural event for the global initiative, The Heartbeat of Global Unity. Members of the world's spiritual and religious groups are united in joining for 5 minutes each day to pray for social, environmental, and spiritual truth and for peace on earth.
If you go around the world and you ask people what they want, it's just three things. It's simple. They want peace, and they want happiness, and they want to be fulfilled.
In attendance at the premier event were Buddhists, Sikhs, devotees of the Hare Krishna movement, and AMA spiritual and charitable organizations. Members of the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association were also invited to participate. Golden Globe Award-winning actress Sally Kirkland added her voice of support as well.
Well, I just think anytime you can bring people's awareness to the joy of giving services to highest consciousness on the planet.
It's just a feeling that somewhere inside of us that there is a place of peace. It's when we all feel closer to peace than we do to violence. Maybe it'll stop.
The Heartbeat of Global Unity plans to gather peace lovers worldwide from over 200 countries through online communities. In Venice, California, USA, a multicultural prayer will be held each week, inviting all traditions of faith, with vegetarian catering from the international charity Food for Life.
Mr. Nolte, Ms. Kirkland, and all participants of the Heartbeat of Global Unity, we laud your harmonious endeavor. With heaven's grace, may our shared ideals of a peaceful planet be realized for the life and happiness of all.
Celebrity Matt Damon launches new partnership for clean water. Academy Award-winning American actor Matt Damon, who is also a philanthropist and founder of the charity H2O Africa, has teamed up with Water Partners co-founder Gary White to form a new nonprofit organization called Water.org. The goal of their humanitarian effort is to provide access to safe drinking water for hundreds of millions of people in developing countries. Mr. Damon said, every 15 seconds, a child in the developing world dies from water-related disease. As a clear leader in the sector at delivering innovative and sustainable solutions for those in need, Water Partners was the natural choice with whom to work to truly affect lasting change. Heaven bless you abundantly, Mr. Matt Damon, for your beneficial partnership formed through Water.org. May your sincere and shining star bring abundant new promise to the lives of many. In honor of this noble humanitarian endeavor, Supreme Master Qinghai is offering Matt Damon and Water.org $50,000 along with a letter of salute for the good cause.
Save our planet. Arctic ice nearly half gone. A new study with data from the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Agency's, or NASA's, Ice, Cloud, and Land Satellite has provided additional information about losses in Arctic sea ice volume. The findings include evidence of ice thinning that was occurring at nearly 18 centimeters annually between 2004 and 2008, which translates to a 42% loss in older ice volume over four winters.
Older ice is that which has been preserved for at least one summer and is especially important because it is thicker and more resilient. Without the ice cover, the Arctic Sea's dark waters absorb the sun's heat instead of reflecting it, thus accelerating global warming. Arctic ice also plays a crucial role in stabilizing global climate and weather patterns because the temperature differential between the cool poles and the warm air around the equator drives air and water currents.
U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Agency scientists, we appreciate knowing of these changes despite their unsettling forecast for our future. Let us all apply our efforts to harmonious and sustaining actions that cool the planet.
During a June 2009 video conference in Veracruz, Mexico, Supreme Master Qinghai, who has offered many insights into our planetary crisis, addressed the deteriorating situation of the Arctic ice and offered an effective way to reverse these effects.
Here we have first Arctic melt. The Arctic or North Pole may be ice-free by 2012, 70 years ahead of IPCC estimations. Without the protective ice to reflect sunlight, 90% of the sun's heat can enter the open water, thus accelerating global warming. The change in Arctic ice covers is dramatic. With a climatologist saying that only 10% now is older and thick ice, while over 90% is newly formed and thin. Luckily, there are easy actions we can take. I will list them for your reference. We must cool the planet, first and foremost. And the best way to stop global warming is to stop producing the greenhouse gases that create the heat. We already know about the efforts to reduce emissions, such as from industry and transportation. But changes in these sectors are taking too much time, more than we can afford at this rate, at this hour. One of the most effective and fastest way to reduce the heat in the atmosphere is to eliminate methane production. If we stop producing methane, the atmosphere will cool more quickly than if we stop producing carbon dioxide. Organic vegan will produce beneficial cooling effect as it will cut down methane and other greenhouse gases which are fatal to our survival.
Save our planet. Vacuuming chip cleans up sea waters. Designed by French company Ecochien, the ocean cleaner Catamar has set sail in the high seas of western France.
The Catamar can take on cleanup jobs ranging from floating ocean debris, such as plastic, to major oil spills that would otherwise be left to pollute the seas. With a cleaning capacity of up to 100 cubic meters of oil an hour, the waste is filtered from the water and stored in an internal tank onboard for later safe disposal. With 40 smaller boats already sold to scientists for lake navigation and cleaning, Ecochien is looking to expand both fleet size and capacity in the near future.
A green seagoing hats off, Ecochien. Many thanks for your thoughtful innovation. Wishing your endeavors continued success in helping restore the balance of our ecosphere.
Save our planet. At a reception for the Marine Stewardship Council in the UK, His Royal Highness Prince Charles advises that it is unsustainable to continue current fishing practices, saying that they will lead to collapse of ocean species.
Save our planet. Delayed seasonal rains and overall arid conditions are causing significant crop loss for farmers in Niger, which is also leading to increases in the price of staples such as millet, rice, maize, and sorghum.
Save our planet. In an effort to reach and inspire action in youth, the European Commission is partnering with music television channel MTV to bring awareness of the urgency of climate change through concerts, special TV programs, and the internet.
Hello, it's me, Gemmaluk the Gemmer. I'm following a diet of kindness. It's completely plant-based. I would like to share a tip with you on conserving water. To avoid having to wash your car with too much water, one option is to dust or wipe it with a wet cloth every day or so. It will keep it clean as well. Car dusters are also available at some auto supply places. Thank you for tuning in. And thank you for being veg, going green, and save the planet. Now let's see the weather around our globe.
In technology news, Bangladesh establishes a mobile phone alert system. An agreement for the pilot program was signed by Bangladesh's Disaster Management Bureau, or DMB, and two of the country's cell phone operators, Grameenphone and Teletalk Bangladesh Limited. Users of mobile phones in the districts of Cox's Bazar on the southeastern coast and Sirajganj in north-central Bangladesh will benefit. They will be able to receive automatic phone messages to reduce risks during severe weather events, such as flooding and cyclones. The project will extend to all parts of the country with the help of the Comprehensive Disaster Management Program, which is sponsored by the United Nations. We send our gratitude, Bangladesh and the United Nations, for supporting this preventative plan. May many lives be safeguarded through your caring initiative.
In community news, Brazil's public health system will integrate traditional health cures. The National Program of Medicinal Plants and Phytotherapeutics has classified 71 plants which will be researched for their value as herbal remedies. The program will ensure that the medicines produced are safe and effective. Farmers will be shown how to cultivate the plants using natural methods. Our respectful appreciation, National Program of Medicinal Plants and Phytotherapeutics, for looking to nature. May our well-being and that of the earth be supported through the bountiful world of plants. Coming up on Noteworthy News, the laughter of chimpanzees, gorillas and orangutans is similar to that of humans. We will take a drink of fresh juice and come back soon. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more illustrious news.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, heartwarming news for a joyful world. In animal news, great apes laugh like humans do. Dr. Marina Davila Ross of the Psychology Department at the University of Portsmouth in the United Kingdom and her colleagues found that chimpanzees, gorillas, and orangutans make laughter-like vocalizations. She said it's likely that great apes use laughter sounds to interact in similar ways to humans. The chimpanzees had laughing sounds that are the most comparable to humans. Our thanks, Dr. Marina Davila Ross and fellow researchers, for helping us to realize the complex and fun-loving nature of our non-human friends. May all animals thrive in safe and nourishing environments.
Let's enjoy a joke entitled, As You Please, told by Supreme Master Ching Hai.
A customer complained to the reception at the hotel. You know, the bed in my room is too small. It's not long enough for me. I'm very tall, man. The receptionist said, oh no, but you are not more than 6 feet, and the bed is all of that. Yeah, but I don't want to bang my head at the top of the bed and kick my feet at the bottom of the bed all night. The receptionist said, oh, don't worry, sir. If you don't want to bang your head and kick your feet in bed, then please, just don't do it.
And now for our viewers' heartline.
You are the best ever TV channel on planet Earth. Thank you, Atanas from Plovdiv, Bulgaria.
Precious Atanas, how very sweet of you. Our deep gratitude to Supreme Master Ching Hai, who is the inspiration and guiding light of Supreme Master Television. Our thanks also to the wonderful viewers around the world who are embracing the organic vegan message. May heaven's light shine brightly on you and all the kind people of Bulgaria.
Do you have a heartline today? Please let us know your comments and stories from your area of the globe. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or log on to www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May you always feel God's infinite love and protection.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Recent polls show that 67% of U.S. residents support an independent Palestinian state, as do around 75% of Israelis and Palestinians, along with the desirable outcome of the two nations coexisting as good neighbors.
The Nigerian Movement for the Emancipation of the Niger Delta announces a 60-day ceasefire to create an environment for peaceful negotiations with the Nigerian government.
leaders of 50 nations in Egypt for the Non-Aligned Movement, or NAM, meeting welcomed a new leader, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, as they agreed on unified actions to eliminate poverty and other international matters.
Russian President Dmitry Medvedev and German Chancellor Angela Merkel discussed growing trade relations between the two countries, as well as joint efforts to boost the global economy.
The Venezuelan Education, Public Health, and Social Services Ministry announces that all 22,000 disabled persons currently without access to education will be able to join classes in the 2009-2010 school year.
The exhibition, Maharaja, the Splendor of India's Royal Courts, will be on display at the Victoria and Albert Museum in London, UK, to share the rich cultural heritage of Royal India.
German and Russian politicians, business leaders, and civil society experts meet in Munich, Germany for the Petersburg Dialogue, a semi-annual event to strengthen relations between the two countries.
To save the lives of two baby raccoons who had run into a trash-compacting truck, animal welfare workers in Kansas, USA, rescued and then released them safely back into the wild.
A U.S. Viva Palestinian convoy was greeted by Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh in Gaza, Palestine, as the organization, including Jewish rabbis, was able to deliver humanitarian aid to Gazans.
Jamaica's Minister of Agriculture, Dr. Christopher Tufton, calls upon parents to encourage their children to consume more local produce for their health.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.